that which is conditioned just to arise to experience the object well, then the other reality which experiences the same object, but not as well, the chief of experiencing, see? That's why what can be known now, the reality which experiences the object, but not the jitasikas yet, because it does not appear, right? They are together, but one can be known at a time, only one.
Only one.
Every jitta, right, Ajahn experience object well. Every jitta.
Yes.
Pandara.
Even with ignorance is only...
Experience the object well with ignorance. Even it experience well, no understanding of it. But nobody can change the way it is, the chief of experiencing. Otherwise, how can what appear now is different? The flowers and the leaves and the gate and everything.
Even when going into the dark room, the seeing experiences the object well. Still Pandora.
And that is the foundation to understand a little more of that which experiences the object. Otherwise, it's forgotten.
About the moment of the seeing, all the jitta are accompanied with the jitta experience object. What kind of the experience? Experience to remember, experience to touch, experience to... You got what I mean?
Yes, because at moment of jitta before seeing, see, there are also many jitasikas arising together. But the function of that, which no matter it in a doorway, it experiences just the characteristic of the object, the chief of experience, no other function at all. So the object appears well as it is with understanding. The jitta experience well, the sound.
Whatever sound it is.
The sound?
Any moment. See, tuk, tuk, tuk.
Tuk, tuk, concept already.
The sound is the sound. Even each tuk is different by condition. And what appears, experience it, knows the difference without any word. Just two persons see, different one is known by jitta.
So Ajahn, I want to know if one person, they don't have eyes, so seeing...
No seeing.
So no seeing.
No seeing arising.
So only hearing, smelling, tasting and touching.
Yes.
Some people have just... like 95% blind, but still a little, not completely blind, so still seeing and still seeing well.
Yes.
But if no eyes at all, no seeing.
An interest on the words about it.
Yeah, even without the word,
That's why no matter it's hometown or Ho Chi Minh City, just the same. Moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. And if we don't talk about it at all, see, no thought about it, about the truth. That's why Dhamma can be taught at any time, but usually not at all. only thinking about what is used to be object of thinking. The omelet, the squid, see? Memory is there all the time. The word can be spoken anytime, but about the understanding anytime. So far away from the truth.
Yes, too far. Too far from the truth. Even it's very near.
So close.
It's so near.
Yeah. This moment gone unknowingly.
The reason why Buddha classified Sanya as one of the Khanda.
That's it. Otherwise, I remember all the time. Even there's no word about it, it's there already. Years and years and more each moment, see? That's why, without thinking, considering, it's impossible for any condition to understand the truth right now.
Even without intent to remember anything, it automatically remember already.
So what is intention? See again,
yes, so
a little more understanding of everything.
Right, right.
Otherwise, I intended.
Yes, yes.
But the other is sanya, see?
Yes. I mean, for that point, elaborate about the point that it's by condition, not by no one intend to do anything.
That's
like,
why.
Yeah.
Every moment is different. People are different. Thinking is different. Everything is different. Just a moment and then gone. Condition the next thought. Different again, all the time.
What do you mean different? Because that will never arise again.
Now thinking now is not thinking a moment ago.
Oh, yeah.
And it conditioned more story from that moment. For example, what's that? Is it a building? Who made it and go on.
Thinking different at each moment, and you're thinking different from my thinking.
I think this time, after listening the discussion, have more consider about the condition Dharma. Must more consider about the anatta of the Dharma.
That's why wise considering is always needed any time of listening. At moment of trying, it's not you. It's just a reality. All are different in a moment and then gone. Thinking with dosa, thinking with attachment. Just listen and consider the truth that is right now.
Consider more and listen again and again.
And is there dosa now?
You know.
So it's always gone, just for a moment, then gone.
Yeah.
Not so serious, it gone immediately. Yeah.
Because
just for
it,
a moment.
Difficult to understand, but so that why dosa arise,
But just
constantly.
Just for a moment and then gone.
Just begin to understand what is there. Yeah.
This is where the other people,
for example, the thinking other ties is not dosa, are staying. But dosa can arise with thinking. Thinking with dosa. Thinking with attachment, see. Wow. So much to learn to understand the truth right now, little by little. Just breath is conditioned by citta. No expectation where the breath is there to be object of understanding or not. But when there's the understanding basically about breath is conditioned by citta. So when breath really appears, it's just that which is hard or soft. But since there is the memory of breath that is there, not at the hand or the foot, the idea of breath is there until moment of understanding clearer of the nature of it. No breath in the memory as before, because it's just that which is there and gone. But no one can stop thinking or considering about, even when it appears, they can be just thinking about it. That's why if it's not understanding of whatever is there as it is, it's not the way to let go yet. But the more understanding, it let go ignorance and attachment to that moment lurking or motivating such idea or thought about it. That's why how subtle it is. And daily life is a proof for much understanding of what is there now appearing. But it doesn't matter, see, because no matter what thinking is about, the truth or the self or whatever, it has to be understood clearly. It's only that at that very moment, that's all. Never arise again.
It's like with the breathing issue, it's only when one is very specific about what realities and how they're conditioned and when they are conditioned that it really starts to make sense, that the rest is a conceptual tangle that one lives in. Our ahara also, just on what aspect one's considering, otherwise it does become a big tangle, everything becomes a tangle. I had thought in deep sleep that the vikara rupas that can be conditioned with the kalapas could be conditioned by citta as well as utu, but in deep sleep only by utu, vikara rupas.
When it's not there, there cannot be any understanding of it. The words come in instantly about it. But to let go the word about it, whether it is vikara or whatever, the characteristic of the rupa without vikara rupa is there when it appears, and the rupa with vikara appears. That's right. Understand that very moment that is different.
Different when it's not there.
Different hardness.
Yes.
But no word about it, but understanding the condition. Reality then.
Because we know that those groups with vikara can be conditioned by
only that
citta or temperature.
It's hard, but different hardness.
Yes.
So very, very slight when it experience. Mm. And when it's vikara, it's light, see. The rupa is not as heavy, and we cannot compare it when that does not appear yet. Even hardness right there when it appears very, very little and very, very rapidly, it's not as this at all, because there are many moments not the direct understanding of the nature of hardness, because now everything appears in thought and seeing and hearing.
And our conventional ideas about movement and things have nothing really to do with the vikara rupas.
The reality is there.
Yeah.
Just different ones and then by conditions. Mm.
So in that case, if they're just conditioned by utu, then there are only the
kalapas of eight rupas that are conditioned by citta. For example, at moment of speaking, hardness or softness is not like here. No, that's the moment of when it appears to be known. Even hardness is different by conditions.
Hardness conditioned by citta or karma or temperature, which one is different?
And even at moment of thinking of the truth, thinking has to be known. Otherwise, I'm thinking. And it has to be daily life, any time, any moment, to eradicate ignorance with attachment and wrong understanding. And when it's not arise again, never to arise again, much different from the moment after that understanding. No doubt about what is there naturally, because it's already experienced. For example, what is there now, even just a little, it's known or experienced, arises and falls away, see? Imagine the truth.
Never to return
again. It seems like, how can it be so true, but the truth is? That's why the understanding from the beginning has arrived to the degree of realizing the truth. It's much different. Never forget. That's why when it's daily life, that understanding is about what is there as it is. Never doubt about how come to be only an object appearing. Without understanding, without sati, attending to just one characteristic. In the beginning, it's not strong enough. So it's there just in between the other moment. And when it develops more, what is there begins to go away from that moment of one object appears. Because attention is there on only one object.
You said goes away from just one object appears, but always just one object appears.
No, they can appear together.
Oh, you mean only one object.
Otherwise, there cannot be the precise understanding of the truth of nama, no matter what, and rupa, no matter what. Like sound, at moment when it's there, hardness and everything, visible object cannot appear. Until it's then, the nimitta of citta experience the nimitta of rupa, only one characteristic. Otherwise, how can it be vipassanayana? And how can it be the patipatti and pativeda?
Not possible.
Much different. And daily life, see, naturally, how subtle it is to let go. That it's because of the previous accumulation from moment to moment, condition the moment of instantly understanding with no doubt, unexpectedly, which one is the object of understanding at all. So subtle that it tries, but it's not the way.
Yeah.
But the understanding, very, very, just letting go on and on and on, is the way to sharpen right understanding, to understand whatever is coming to be the object of understanding of different levels, higher levels. At moment of thinking about it, it's not the way to have sharp understanding. But when there's a little letting go from, it doesn't matter, because that is not moment of understanding the reality, which is the path, the very secret path, very subtle path, leading to experience whatever is there without any doubt or expectation. More subtle and more subtle path.
I'm not sure if you heard.
I heard a little bit, and I think I got the point.
So the
about
point
about let it go for whatever condition, whatever arises, right? As long as in the object for understanding to understand, not
because we're
catching the object.
talking about the three verity and what is the degree of understanding when the verity arises, abstaining from just a little bit of harm at that moment, but trying to find out, trying to know it, is the opposite of letting go, trying to catch the point.
It's not sharp understanding. It hinders easily as long as it's the hand arising. Everything has to be so ananda. No expectation. Beyond expectation, what would be object of understanding of such labor? With what level of understanding? But more doubt about the nature of the reality right then.
With 3 minutes to arrive. The Buddha nature.
Not just the way that you should think about, but what about the right one? Who's the first?
I think not.
Someone here.
Some idea, yeah.
A little more. For example, when we talk about viriti, for example, it seems like it's a very interesting point. But in truth, forgetting about what is there, right there, see?
Yeah.
Just think about viriti. But at the moment of thinking about viriti, only that can be known.
Only thinking can be known, right?
Only at that moment thinking of viriti can be known.
Because only this moment, so at this moment, it's thinking and trying to understand what is viriti. So it's this moment.
But the thinking seem not appear, right?
But something there to be known, right?
Yes.
Which hasn't been known before. And if there's never been the understanding of what is there right now, yes, it's impossible to understand what we are talking about, the other things.
And for the verity, it's the moment that we...
See, this is moment of taking away sati and panya to understand what is there now, right? And it will just like that, on and on and on, at moment of thinking about such and such, on and on and on in life. So no condition to understand this moment. Just want to understand the story.
Right, right. We forget what arises now to...
It seems like it's not difficult, not subtle at all, to understand it. But in truth, so very subtle right now, because it's gone instantly. That's why not enough condition to be aware with right understanding of that which is now appearing. If it's not started at all, how can it develop? Just the story about its reality right now.
Mentioned the let it go moment ago. So what is that?
Okay, thinking about viriti.
Okay. Let the thinking, that's it.
What
go.
About understanding what is there now, which hasn't been understood before or thought about before at all today? Right?
Yes.
And when will it begin? To understand the most precious moment is not just understand the world, but the truth is that no matter how much we heard about anything, it can condition moment of understanding the truth according to the words we have learned.
Yes.
For example, this moment, see, what is there appearing is not known. And no one can force to attain to what is there, because it's I again and again. That's why the path is so very subtle. It has to be developed in its own way, understanding not the word but of what is there now. For example, seeing is now. That which you see is now. It can slip in the idea of no one. It's just there by conditions. Otherwise, no slipping in of any understanding of what is there as we have. Seeing, that which is seen. Just understanding that the truth is so very subtle until it begins to appear to the moment of direct awareness, which is sati, patthana, or sati sampajanya, beginning to be aware of that which is now as it is, little by little. With our forcing, trying, but by conditions.
Seeing arising and falling away many, many times, and nimitta of it can be the object of the understanding. At the moment it has the condition to arise, right, Ajahn?
But the arising and falling away is hidden.
Yeah.
Is hidden. For how long? Years and years ago. How can it be let go? Just experience it right now. Impossible. But if we don't talk about it at all, can there be a condition for any moment to begin to think about it?
Okay.
Even just thinking about it. It's not now when there's no conditions.
I think somehow have a wrong idea of
something
of experience the seeing. I mean, how it's experienced, how it's appeared. That is the wrong idea, and we are talking.
Is there right understand now or ignorance now?
Ignorance.
So can ignorant understand as it is? Can it appear to understanding, or can it appear to ignorance?
Yes, it appears to understanding only.
That's why even the first round has to be so very skillful to understand each word as each moment.
Right.
So subtle that people is not patient enough. Just want to try to have that which cannot be experienced at all. That which at the moment thinking, see, how can there be such understanding of thinking about anything instead of trying to think more and more about something to be known? That cannot be known by thinking, but by developing the truth of each moment, by conditions, this is more difficult. That's why right understanding is so sure, so keen, that it knows it's not the path.
And actually the answer is the same to the question you were asking yesterday or the day before about nimitta, like you were saying, if no understanding arises, can nimitta of attachment or nimitta of seeing be experienced, but actually it's just thinking, because
right.
Without understanding of the nimitta of reality, nothing is known. Just speculating whether there can be a nimitta experienced if it's not understood.
Sorry, I cannot get the point. It's cannot experience.
It's like saying, can loba be experienced when there's no understanding?
When there's no
understanding, nothing is known about what is experienced. It's like the object of a one bodhicitta, not known. And it's the same when no understanding arises. When there's ignorance, there's no knowing what the object of experience is. So it's irrelevant, really. Just clinging to trying to find out but actually only what is understood can be known.
But when it appears to the ignorant, then it's like the idea of the self there, the I.
Not necessarily.
No.
Not ignorance, right. Just not knowing anything.
Okay.
So ignorance without attachment, just like most of the day, nothing known at all.
Right. So it's not appear to ignorance anyway.
No.
Even with the kusala citta, not the panya, but even kusala citta, right?
But no ignorance at those moments.
Right, no ignorance, but...
But no knowing what is experience, no knowing what is the object.
No. Only panya can...
Yes, understand what is appearing. What it is, the nimitta of what reality.
Without talking about seeing.
Like, there can be...
Thinking about
yes,
it.
Like there can be clinging now to... the reality of hardness or the nimitta of hardness or to an idea, story about it, but without understanding, no knowing at all.
So at the moment of the directly understanding, like Satipatthana, right? Can understand the dukkha of the reality, or just experience directly? What kind of experiencing?
So
at the
there can be thinking of understanding now about how each conditioned reality is. Dukkha, because it's impermanent, but it's just the idea about it. If it's direct understanding of hardness,
okay.
Then only if it is the highly developed understanding, vipassana jnana, which directly experiences the rising and falling away of hardness, only then can the unsatisfactoriness be directly known, only by understanding the arising and falling away. So when friends, like in the discussion yesterday, talk about knowing the arising and falling way of seeing and so on, nothing is understood.
But in high level of vipassana, right?
Yes.
Can understanding the dukkha of any reality, right? It is correct? Or it's the same for every, like the visible object or even the seeing, right?
By directly understanding the arising and falling away of a reality, one at a time.
Right.
And then it's direct, so that is the way that there is a direct understanding of any reality.
I see.
The characteristics of individual realities have to be understood first, yes, but not now.
Rising by temperature only, right? By the temperature at the condition. Right?
The visible object outside the body.
Outside the body.
Because visible object arises in every group of rupas, including every group of rupas inside the body, like the visible object in the group of rupas in the eye. The eye sense is conditioned by karma, so it depends what will appear. So it's conditioned in different ways.
I see.
Visible object is conditioned in different ways.
most of the time, right? And the visible object appear to the citta, and also it's appearing. And I'm thinking about the idea that visible object is much easier for understanding. I'm not sure if that's a point raised here.
We can say visible object is more apparent, but I prefer not to say easier, because then people have
more
the
apparent,
eye.
Right?
More apparent or more obvious,
right.
But sometimes people then have the idea, if they think it is easier, that this is what should be first, and
right.
They have an expectation or select this object.
Right.
So it depends on accumulations and conditions what will appear.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's
usually it's more apparent, but who knows? Because for some, like for me, I always considered a lot about seeing and hearing and the citta, and so I don't think it's necessarily like this. So it depends on accumulations.
Yeah, agree. I think I agree with that point. Let it go, and it by
yeah,
condition.
No need to think about that.
I'm just thinking about the maybe some idea arise.
Yes.
That's fine. Catching something, catching the object.
Yeah, expecting it to be this.
Right.
The clinging just comes in so quickly.
Right.
Be friendly.
They can be
friendly.
Friendly.
To anyone, any accumulation, any habits.
Panya is the most beautiful realities, and when it understand the realities, then I think every reality will be beautiful as well. It's a rise and
fall
all the time. No attachment.
My friends are my family, but now I see the danger of alcohol bring us, so I decide to don't drink alcohol according to Buddhist teachings. Although sometimes my family or my friends, they said alcohol from fruit just a little bit alcohol, but I still don't like drink alcohol because it's not good for in the future. It will accumulate a bad habit. So that is my. Develop. Vipassana. It's my understanding.
Yeah, Kusala. Very good. But what did Buddha say?
Kusala. Yeah?
What did Buddha say?
I really don't know about Buddha say, but my condition from listening from your teaching. So that's my understanding. And
she find that how important it is about the Buddha teaching and what Ajahn sharing in terms of the consideration. And because she cannot understand all the things, so she thinking about preparing the knowledge to have the good knowledge for consider what Ajahn teaching about the movement. But I think what she mean, and she's thinking about researching more on the Dipika and the read more the book. What the idea? Yeah.
Ajahn's question was, what did the Buddha say? So even more precious is this. Did the Buddha say now, understanding now? So for example, now seeing, hearing at the moment of worrying about the other person or thinking they should do this or that. What about now? What about the citta now? So no matter what we read, no matter what details, it's like the question Gung was asking earlier, what about now? What about the understanding at this moment?
Yes.
Otherwise one thinks a lot about the other, especially the one one has a lot of attachment to. Like if one's friends say they went out and they had a drink, you say, oh, okay, fine, no problem. But when it's one's family member, then one has more expectations, more disappointment. Just like the friend at lunch who talked about her elderly father who's very sick. If it's the family member of another friend, one has so much kindness and consideration. But when it's one's own family member, so much worry and fear and dosa because of such strong attachment. So it comes back to this moment, understanding the citta now.
Okay. Come back to the moment. I think more precious of the life, of the reality.
Yes.
It now.
Yes.
Arising and falling away all the time.
So one thinks the other person, they do this or that, or they should change their behavior, or they should or shouldn't drink, or so on. But what about one's thinking at that moment? What about the understanding? But for the other person, they can also have a little more consideration, because we know it's like this for everyone. Everyone has their fears and worries and expectations, so one can be considerate of that too.
Consider each word of the Buddha carefully. There can never be the understanding of anything. For example, he said, all dhammas are anatta. So what is that, thinking about the other, wishing this to be that, and so on?
Thus,
is there anyone?
No one.
See, don't forget.
It's difficult to consider.
But
not simple, right?
It's the truth. We learn about the truth in order to experience it, not just learn to understand the word about it. But each word, when there is the understanding, it can condition to get closer and closer to understand the truth of reality, not of this person or that person.
The truth of reality is anatta, any reality. Directly understand. understand the anatta.
If there is no understanding intellectually about what is there, which is anatta, how can there be any moment to understand anatta of everything, one at a time, at that very moment when it's there? Right now, this is the test for how much understanding of what is heard. Never enough, because as long as it is something, it cannot be understood in that moment that actually is not something. Just a moment of understanding is enough for that moment conditions. It just conditions only that, see, not more than that. So we learn to understand that even thinking about it is conditioned to understand whatever arises is conditioned.
Yes.
Little by little. So in life, no matter is pleasant or unpleasant, it's all by conditions.
At the moment of the touching, touching something, so it is the something idea of self as well, or I am touching idea of self.
So what is it? Is it hard or is it soft at that moment when it's there? To let go the idea of something or I touch that object harder. All that is not known has to be known different degrees until it appears as it is the first noble truth. The other moment, but right understanding is not strong enough. So it cannot have such moment to be directly aware of what is there now. Because not understanding what awareness is yet, right? Just be aware is impossible. But what is awareness? Will condition moment to arise at moment of what is there appearing. To understand whether it's awareness or not, or just thinking about that, or I think about that.
Ignorant too strong.
And this is the only way to let go, gradually, little by little, the second truth. So how long will it take, not just one life, or 1,000 lives? It depends on right understanding right now, whether how much understanding of that as it is, as not I.
We're not talking about the impermanent one.
What would you like to have now?
Sorry?
What would you like to have now?
About the impermanent Ajahn, what is that right now, right?
Is seeing, hearing?
No.
That is the impermanent seeing.
Ah. That simple question.
That's why we talk again, again, and again about what is there now.
But deeper and deeper, more and more subtle.
Only a very high level of understanding can understand what is
can let go. Little by little. Otherwise, how can there be understanding if it's still there?
Craving.
Not understanding the truth that it is not there anymore. No matter what now appearing, it's gone instantly. And that's so true until the first round of the Ariya Sattva is so firm, even right now, it's not there anymore.
Consider what is the Ariya
Sattva? The three rounds of the Ariya Sattva. Ajahn's been referring to this quite a lot during the sessions. So this is referring to the understanding of the Four Noble Truths. The four, Arya means noble, Satya, truths, Four Noble Truths. So the first round is the Pariyatti understanding about the Four Noble Truths, beginning with the first noble truth about how each reality, each khanda, arises and falls away, and is therefore dukkha. So any conditioned reality is dukkha. Seeing now is dukkha, hearing is dukkha. But it's just the intellectual understanding about realities. And as you know, second noble truth is about attachment. Attachment to what is seen, attachment to what is heard, attachment with ignorance as being the condition for life in samsara to continue on and on. And the third noble truth is the cessation of realities. Only by understanding the conditioned realities can there be the turning away, I think. Turning away and the realization of the unconditioned reality. And the fourth noble truth is the way, the path, beginning of understanding. So this is the first round of the Four Noble Truths. Second round is the direct understanding, the patipatti. And the third round is the katanyana. So satchanyana, kichanyana, katanyana is the realization.
Not the moment of realizing the truth of it, rising and falling away, right? The dukkha. So when you just ask about how can everything be dukkha, it's the first noble truth. Just the level of begin to hear, to listen carefully, to understand the truth, not just accept, oh, it's dukkha, that's not the truth. Because it's so subtle to be level of the third round, realizing the truth when it's there, arising and falling away. So the dukkha is not just the unpleasant feeling, heat or cold, but the moment of whatever arises is not there anymore. From nothing to be something and then nothing again. And this is life, each moment. And does anyone enjoy it? No one, only that which arises and falls away all the time. What's the use? Just arise and falls away.
The other car comes.
Any moment.
Yes, every moment.
Now, understand different levels of dukkha. And this is only understanding. It's not moment of just understand only one reality at a time. Otherwise, how can there be the moment of realizing that it arises and falls away? And the arising cannot be known at all in the beginning, because the characteristic of one reality has to be known. Otherwise, what arises? See, what falls away? If there is no moment of understanding with awareness about the truth of a reality. For example, right now, it's only the idea, nothing permanent. See, duck, not wrong, duck. Duck after duck.
Dot or duck? Oh, on the map.
No. The sound. Beep. The nimitta of sound.
Nimitta of sound. Oh, so the nimitta of the sound, I still confused.
So nimitta of the sound is experience, but is there any understanding of it?
Otherwise, it's not that. And listen it. It can be cut to split seconds moment. It's there, see? at moment of hearing, at moment of sound appearing, all are dhammas.
The sound is appearing and real, but not the verity chitta seekers.
When it's dumb, it's nimitta already.
Sorry, Ajahn, you say when it not, it's nimitta already.
Nimitta already.
Already?
But there must have been the sound heard in order for the nimitta to be there. Because it's instantly thinking about it.
It's slow enough to be cut into split seconds.
So how many nibbita to be having the idea of the concept like the sound, nibbita of the sound and the top, top, top?
Every moment. Another one.
The idea instantly.
This is longer than...
The idea instantly.
Yeah, not even before any word or we say dot. There's the idea, the impression instantly.
Whatever appears, appears as the nimitta. Imagine just one process or one moment.
That's why it said we live in the world of nimitta. We could also say live in the world of concepts or ideas or dreams too.
The second level of the nimitta being the concept. Can I understand that one?
Any word.
Any word.
You can use any word to begin to understand closer and closer to the truth.
Right, because nimitta of the reality, nimitta of the sound, the word.
Take it just noon and then on and on. But actually just a moment. Moment of ignorance and attachment. Right?
Yeah.
So how can be the understanding of viriti whether it arises with the path?
Sorry, I cannot get the point.
So, it's so very rapidly, and no understanding of this moment. What about thinking about the vidati? Do or do not arise with the past?
How can the vidati, whether it arises with the past moments, how can it be understood if there's no understanding now of the seeing, the hearing, which falls away so rapidly?
And when we talk about the past, we always think about the Eightfold Path. But in truth, just one reality, one of the Eightfold Paths.
Eightfold Path, we are talking about...
Factors.
Eight factors.
Yeah. Realities.
Yes. Actually, when it's mundane path, never eight factors, only five or maybe six factors.
That's why even right understanding of what is there now is the path. We don't have to think about the other seven at all. Each one is the path, not the Eightfold Path. But when right understanding on the object, which is not self, it's the Eightfold Path, but usually only fivefold path, not eight.
What is the usually five?
And
What is the usually five?
The usual five without the three virati, the other five factors.
I see. Without the three...
Virati, yes.
That's why you can do right, and you have to come across the word fivefold path without virati.
So when, only eight part together when enlightened moment.
Yes, so tapatimaka.
So any moment of the considering it apart already, right?
Even just understanding right now in the path, the first path.
First round.
About the dukkha.
understanding of reality, the pariyatti understanding. Yes.
And the vitakka cetasika, the samma sankappa. But it depends on the object and the moment when it arises, whether it is samma sankappa or not.
Samma sankappa.
It's the second vitakka cetasika. Before, we've talked about how actually it's really only, we can only talk about the path moments when it's direct understanding, satipatthana understanding, padipati understanding. So usually we think of when it's just pariyatti understanding, like wise considering, as like pre-path. But anyway, it has to be
the path.
Beginning of the path leading to the main path.
Beginning of the path, on by the first path.
The first round.
First round.
The fall.
Without the beginning of the path, there cannot be the path proper at moments of satipatthana.
And now we were talking about sammadhiti and sammasankappa. It's the first round of the path.
So at any moment of understanding, it is always the five path there.
Not we shall we think about just one path.
Just one.
One by one, and understand how many are there in a moment. Because at the moment when there's right understanding, there must be vitakka cetasika.
Yes.
But no need to talk about it. But when we are talking about the first round, we understand what are there too, not just with right understanding.
Right understanding leading at every leading or
to understand what is there now as a reality begin to be the second round. At moment of directly understand the nature of that, not just the word represents it.
But the other part, not to understand.
The wrong path?
No. I mean we have the multiple eightfold path, right?
One by one.
Understand either one.
One by one. Right understanding is one,
yes,
of the path, of the eightfold path. But when it's there, not aware of reality with understanding, it's not that level, it's just understanding the first round of the Four Noble Truths, that this is the path, right understanding of what is there now, known as something in truth, what is there, not anything at all, right? That is the understanding which will lead to more and more letting go, the idea of people and things, to understand another, not anything at all. Just live in a moment, moment by moment, that's life, right now. Begin to understand what we are talking about is about just right now.
Even when we say it's the first round of the Four Noble Truths, but even then, no really understanding about the third Noble Truth or even the second one, just a little considering only.
I see. But no harm to talking about that in theory.
No harm for sure.
But we should talk about that a little bit.
Otherwise, how can there be understanding if you don't talk about it?
Yeah.
It would have said nothing. How can understand that? That's why discussing on Dhamma is blessing.
And when we talk about the first round, we talk about the considering of realities. We don't usually talk about considering of realities as dukkha, but actually each one is dukkha. because it falls away, but it's just considering level, just first round.
Beginning to understand what is dukkha is not just the word.
But what is sukha or dukkha?
Dukkha,
the first noble truth.
Even we're talking about it right now, it doesn't appear as dukkha, right? That's why it needs higher level kichayana or patipati.
Why it has to be not just a little wise considering, but it has to be firm intellectual understanding to appreciate.
Ajahn just mentioned that it's not only as the dukkha, it is meaning the object of the wise consideration not strong enough to...
Right. Not the satchanyana. So that pariyatti understanding is from the beginning of understanding about realities until it's firm understanding, firm intellectual understanding, no thought of going on retreats or slowing down seeing and all these ideas. So it has to be firm understanding to firmly understand why each reality is dukkha, because it rises and falls away. It can't be satisfactory, but even then it's only intellectual understanding, not the same as the second round, the direct understanding. For example, you weren't there when some friends came to visit and have a chat yesterday, and they're newcomers, so it's basic. It's the beginning of pariyatti understanding, but not firm enough to understand anything about dukkha yet.
At the moment of the directly understanding the realities, can we say the is appear at the dukkha?
No.
No.
That's not firm understanding of dukkha.
Otherwise, it has to be the third one, not the second one.
Right? The first one.
Even the moment of understanding reality, even that moment of understanding is dukkha, because it falls away immediately.
Anicca?
Yes, every reality is. Even every moment of thinking of the Buddhas is dukkha, any conditioned reality.
Yes, I agree with that point, but the reality appears as dukkha, meaning that the understand the reality
no,
as dukkha, right?
No, not at all. Even there's no understanding, the body can change to dukkha, which arises and falls away. That's the nature of what is that arises. It's dukkha, because it cannot last. Just arise and it falls away, as when it hasn't arisen yet, no seeing, and then seeing, and then no seeing. So what's the use? And cling to it so much. Condition many, many, and place moment and attachment on and on endlessly. Is that not dukkha? Just arise and falls away. Right now. It does mean that just only when right understanding is there is dukkha, but even no one knows the nature of it is dukkha right now, but there's no panya right now. So we are talking about the nature of each reality conditioned, rising and falling away. To begin to consider seeing right now is not just a moment ago. The sound is not the same sound as just a moment ago. Little by little, get closer and closer to the nature of what is there, which hasn't been studied before. Just take it for I, people, and things, the tree, the field, until death. But the nature of that is dukkha, no matter who knows it or not.
That's why in one sutta in Anguttara it says whether or not a Buddha ever appears, all conditioned realities are anicca, dukkha, anatta. The truths are just the same, whether it's ever realized or not, whether
right.
a Buddha ever appeared or not.
Are
these
rice fields?
Yeah, right,
the rice fields.
Yeah. See, just seeing, no idea about what is seen as something. Different moment. And now, oh, it's rice. See, different moment.
The sanya conditions the thinking.
And then gone, all dukkha.
And it was funny, when we were arriving at the restaurant, we were all looking out for Mai, and looking at Mai, but Ajahn was just looking at a cartoon of a different sign, different interest. Depends on memory, sanya, what there is interest in at that moment.
The moment of the reminding that the sanya, right?
All day. Yes, all day. Right now.
Sanya also the same at the other citta that normally not appear.
Chetasikas.
Yes. Not appear, right? The sanya. I mean the sanya itself.
It's there. No understanding. So even if there, no attention, no understanding, it's gone. Before anyone can think about it right now. It's the world of ignorance, right? The world of memory, the world of attachment, the world of conditions for what is going to be.
Right, the point Ajahn mentioned, before anyone can think about it, it's already gone.
Only once is not enough, not at all. Hundreds of thousands are not enough to develop right understanding, firmer and firmer. Just to let go ignorance and attachment right now.
Too much ignorance, not little. I think that moment of touching ignorance there already. I mentioned that over the idol process, there will no understanding in the same process, right? Only over the idol process, the understanding can be there.
So it's time to consider why, see, not just follow the way.
During the, for example, the idol process, the object is visible object.
So it's time to begin to understand the truth. At this moment, there's not just the sense of the idol process. See, not just that which you see, the visible object, but the sign of many things. See, it cannot be the moment of seeing. Just that which is so very short.
And are you talking about understanding now, or are you talking about the Buddha's understanding?
Yes.
Because are you saying, is it possible that it can ever arise in the idol process? Then we read the details about exactly when right understanding can arise. But what about now? like Tansania ever appear? Yes, but does it appear now? Can understanding arise in the idol process? Yes, but does it appear? Does it arise now? So we have to consider carefully and so read what is in the text, but also know what appears now. So understanding can arise in an idol process, but
you mean can or cannot?
Can, because for the Buddha, it can arise. For those of great wisdom, it can arise in the idol process. Even at moments of vipassana jnana, it can arise, like a visible object appears. But it doesn't matter whether it's idol or mind or process. But what about now? It's always nimitta, nimitta of reality.
And that has to be through the mind.
The visible object appears, it doesn't matter whether it's what doorway and whether it's nimitta or not.
And if you don't talk about seeing right now, how can there be understanding mind of? See? That's right, the see, just see visible object, right? It cannot think about the shape and form, it cannot have any idea, because it can experience just what is there, very shortly, just one dot. Even so, mind or process follow instantly the process of seeing. That's why there is mind or after each sense though, otherwise there can never be the thought about what is that, the shape and form as a car, or the road, or the sign, see? That's why I understand the distinction between the sense of the seeing and the thinking about that which is seen. And the subtlety of reality is that each process follows the other process instantly, very rapidly. That's why what appears, appears as no eye, no mind of, only seeing sensor. But in truth, it's not like that at all. Otherwise, how can it be known just one sign or one nimitta of a reality at a time? For example, hearing a sound and seeing a visible object, see? Seeing is not sound, but who knows that there must be mind or in between each moment of the process, each process of seeing. Otherwise it cannot be taken for the car or the bus or the road or the motorcycle. And when there's no seeing, it's thinking. Nothing is seen, but mind or think about whatever has been seen. See? So the sensor or the seeing process is now appearing. But when there's no time for seeing to appear, the process, mind or is there to be known. But now seeing and seeing and seeing all the time, no time to understand that there must be mind or followed each process instantly, otherwise it can be taken as the white and the yellow of the bus in front. Yes. Just white and yellow, can that be the idea of a bus? See? The world goes on so rapidly by conditions as there is something all the time from birth. But all animitas of the arising and falling away of each moment so rapidly. That's why right understanding, before it develops, it has to understand the path, the truth, enough, and no one develops understanding. Each moment of understanding is developing to understand better and better. That's the word. Begin again and begin again and begin again. Talking about seeing again. Talking about mind door process again. And ear door process again. And on again and again. Never enough at all until becoming arahata. But just the level of the second round is not easy at all without understanding clearly of what is meant by the first round of Ariya Sajja. Now we are talking about what round? What about the four? One, the first one, or the second one, or the third one, or the fourth one, see? Is it firm enough? That's why there has no awareness with understanding of the truth of what is seen. Or what is that seeing? See, they are all there at one moment at a time. But one moment cannot be the object at all, just very short. So what seems to be is the nimitta, the sign of unreality. So how many signs are there now?
Too many signs.
Uncountable.
Uncountable, yeah.
So that's why one lives in the world of ignorance,
yeah,
and attachment, and begin to hear about the truth. That's why it has to be heard again and again and again. If you don't talk about seeing right now, no idea about seeing right now, even just the idea, the right understanding, intellectual understanding.
Yeah, living in the world of the nimitta or living in the world of the ignorance.
Beginning to understand what is meant by nimitta. And it's the world of the nimitta. What is directly experienced is the nimitta, but of a reality, not of anything.
Yeah, without reality, no nimitta.
Be true to how much understanding of what is there now. Understanding is enrooted in the citta to develop on understanding more, a little more. To understand more and more in the future, see? Otherwise, no way at all. No seed of understanding planted. Rubbish, ignorance, attachment, aversion, on and on, clinging to whatever is there, no matter it's through what doorway is, thicker and thicker. Or sticky. See, what's that? Instantly.
Yeah, instantly.
And the other one, instantly.
Even no intent of thinking about it.
There is, but no one. It's there without thinking, just seeing. It cannot be any car.
Right.
So understanding the thinking is more subtle than we used to think in words.
Marking the memory at each moment in order for even that very subtle thinking to occur.
Sorry?
The marking, the remembering at each moment for that even very subtle thinking long before there are any words, but just the impression is there.
And we target at something, the bus or the car, right? It is the idea of self there?
Something, yes. Oh, instantly.
Something already.
Yes, as soon as it's something. Long before we call it car, but it's something there. Even the yellow colour, the white colour, something there.
It must already know
the shape.
Because now the car is seen. Do you say the car is seen? Oh, that's the car. See? Instantly is there, the word.
And there is intention at each of those moments. Clinging of curiosity instantly.
And now there can be wise considering.
Yes.
What doorway in the day arrives more than the other doorway?
The mind door process.
See, but mind door does not appear. That's why. All dharmas are hidden because ignorance of the arising and falling away and attachment of whatever appears covers up the truth. It appears as something instantly. By the accumulation of ignorance and attachment, eons and eons and eons and on and on, eons and eons and eons.
How many moments of the mind of process?
count it. The moment of seeing just one, and many moments more than one of mind of.
Many moments.
See?
Yeah, instantly.
Yeah, who knows?
And when we say, or when Jan says the mind door doesn't appear, she's referring to the jitas experiencing the object through the mind door. Because sometimes people misunderstand this and they think that it's just referring to one reality or the mind door jita, the last Bhavanga jita or something. But no, all the jitas in the mind door process over again and again and again now. Each sense door process.
If you would like to count how many mind doors, how many things, count it first. And mind doors more than that.
I mean, too many.
Even in a flash, more than you could ever count.
The doorway covers up mind door.
Say, even on the road, too many things and never seen before.
And mind door follows instantly many times.
Yeah. And
many processes.
Was also big,
Something, something, something all the time.
Yeah. Right.
And this is the path, right? Understanding. To get closer and closer to the truth, because the truth can appear only to right understanding, which is more and more letting go the idea of things, attend to the characteristic which hasn't been known before, like citta, see, from birth is there, even right now or any time. That's why the five khandhas pointed out to what is that, which is so very important but always forgotten. Sanya, the same, marks all the time.
And sometimes people say, but how can you drive a car when there's understanding? But this is a good example. No problem at all. Because it doesn't take any time, the understanding can arise like a flash anytime. So quick to rise and fall away.
We can ask that person back at moment of driving, do you think about anything?
Sorry?
We can ask a person who asks about this. How many times at moment of driving you think about other things?
Right, because yesterday someone talked about not thinking at all, stopping the thinking. Well,
there's
so much thinking
many, many
all the time. So the aim is not to stop or slow down the thinking at all. You can still drive as usual. Anything as usual.
Imagine how quick it is for the thinking. It's so quick.
That's why I mentioned in the discussion yesterday, the Buddha said no simile can show how fast the rising and falling away of citta is beyond anyone's imagination. So he gave various similes, but nothing comes close to showing how very fast it is. But the characteristic can appear and be known.
Yeah, even very tiny things, it instantly
is very comfortable.
I think she's sleeping.
Maybe she's sleeping.
Yes.
She's sleeping.
She disappeared, huh?
Not as hot as before.
No.
Grand impression.
The first one is also the result of the karma. The
Sampaticcana.
Right, and the
Santirana.
Santirana is the uplifting, right?
Also result of karma, also vipaka
jitta. And that is the end of the result of the karma.
Yes. The adverting jitta is the one before seeing the Panchadwara, Avajjana jitta. Adverts to the object before seeing, and then two vipaka jittas.
And Ajahn mentioned about the end of the result of the karma. Any point on this?
Just making the point that three vipaka jittas, end of vipaka, and then the next jitta is not vipaka, that's all.
Okay.
Just to show in the process one kiriya jitta, then three vipaka jittas.
Sense process having three results of the karma, right?
Yes. But sometimes the process is shorter, so no following kusala and akusala jitas in the process. That's why I hesitated, because sometimes the process is shorter. But if it's full process, then always three vipaka jitas, one kiriya jita, then usually seven kusala or kusala jitas.
You mean shorter process, meaning that less
fewer jitas, fewer jitas arise to experience the visible object, maybe no javana jitas.
What is the cause?
Depends on when the object, for example, the visible object arose. So if it arose earlier, then the visible object lasts for 17 jitas. So if it pin
manasikara not efforting at the right time. So
you can't say it's not at the right time, but it's if it's the timing is not after the three Bhavanga Chitas, if it doesn't arise at that moment, if it arises later, then the process will be shorter. But it's just a small point.
To just see the difference between the Sampadicchana, Noviriya, Sampirana, and then it's time for Viriya to perform its function, to make way, because it has experienced from Sampadicchana, Sampirana.
Considering in life it would appear so natural.
Otherwise, there is the thinking about sati and direct awareness and the characteristic until you get rid of such clinging, which is so subtle.